2026 Decoding Aggression and Reactivity Summit, created by my friend Ness Jones, launches April the 19th and 20th. She's brought together more than 10 professionals from around the world, myself included, to help you understand what's really going on underneath aggression and reactivity, and how to support your dog in a way that actually creates change. You'll get access to over 12 hours of education, real-world application, and conversations that go far beyond surface-level training advice. Plus, you receive a workbook and a gift from each of the speakers. For $47, you can't find that anywhere. Check the link in the show notes or go to dogspeak101.com to our event page to find our special link. Hey, you dog speakers. Hope you're having a wonderful week. I know that things are crazy and wild right now, and just know that I'm sending you my love, I'm sending you strength, and I'm sending you support. Please take care of your mental health. Please take care of your loved ones. And spend a little extra time with your dog, just sitting and doing nothing, just enjoying the quiet, and just remember, right here, right now is the only place you need to be. Right here, right now. I know it's challenging. Just know that you have support with friends and family, and others that you may have never met. There are many of us that are on the same page with what is going on in this world right now. So I'm not going to go much more into that. It's very emotional and a lot of things are going on. So I'm just going to jump into the episode. Before I jump into the episode, I want you guys to know that I recorded an awesome episode today with animal communicator Sandra Larson. That is going to be out next week. It was such a good conversation. It was over an hour long. It was so beautiful. Wonderful stories. Just such a great conversation. That is going to be, we recorded video and audio. And so the episode that comes out next week will be just the audio. However, later this week, I am going to post the video and the audio to Patreon, so that you guys, whoever my Patreon members are, you are going to get it a week early and you are going to get the video version. So we're excited about that. So if you're not a Patreon member, you can be a Patreon member for as low as $5 a month. So go and check that out. You can find the link in the show notes. Today I'm going to do a short episode because I did just record a very long episode with Sandra. And we were going to put that out for this week, but I'm going to hold on to it for one more week just so I can make sure that we get everything edited correctly. And because the video is on there and she has a YouTube channel, I'm just going to make some things possible for her to put on her page as well for her followers. Because it takes a village, and Sandra is definitely a part of our village of helping our clients and the dogs that we work with. Today, I do want to do a quick episode talking about the way that we use words here in America to talk to our dog and to communicate to our dog, and why oftentimes our dog is so very confused on what we're asking them. And we tend to think that they're just being disobedient or stubborn or just ignoring you, when in reality, most of the time when I see dogs not responding to commands, it's because the dog has no idea what the expectation is. And that's because the human has not taught the behavior and has not made it clear what the expectation is. And I think a lot of times it's because our brains, the way that we use certain words, our brains tend to use that across the board. Let me see if I can make this a little bit clearer. When we use something like the command down, now, many people will use down to tell their dog to put their belly on the floor. So belly and chest on the floor. That's what we teach down. Down just means lay down with your belly on the floor. The problem is when people start using down for other things such as jumping behavior. Your dog jumps. You don't want them jumping on someone, so you tell them to get down. Well, that doesn't make sense in that scenario because usually when you tell your dog down, they're either already in a sit or there's 4 feet on the floor. But if the dog only has 2 feet on the floor because they're jumping and you say, get down, they're very confused. They don't understand because the environmental cues are not aligning with what you're asking. Another one where down is used often is when a dog jumps on a piece of furniture and they're not supposed to be up there. Clients will use down, get down. And I've seen dogs when they've jumped on the furniture and a client has said down, the dog lays down on the furniture. And immediately the client or the owner thinks their dog's just being stubborn and giving a middle finger. In reality, the dog is doing exactly what you asked them to do. So we have to be better at the words that we are using to communicate what we want with our dogs. It's not fair for our dogs to hear a command and then look around in the environment to try to put together the pieces to figure out what it is that you want them to do. If I'm using off, okay, so off can mean get off of something. But do you teach that off means what? The way I think of off is if I'm going to tell my dog off, then I'm using it when my dog has 4 feet up on the couch. Off means put those 4 feet on the floor. So I teach my dog off. I say off, and I put them into the floor. If I'm using off with 2 feet up, I'm saying off of, let's say the dog's standing on the counter and I want to use off for that. My dog may not understand because only 2 feet are up. Of course, sometimes the question is, do I need to even tell them anything when they're up on the counter? Do we just let that go and let them realize there's nothing up there? That counter surfing, I'm pretty sure I've done an episode of that. We can ignore most counter surfing. Another one that's very confusing that people use is the stay and wait command. So people want to teach stay, as in don't move from this spot, but then they leave the house and say, okay, you stay here, I'll be back later. And the dog's not staying in a spot, the dog is roaming around the house. So it's confusing to the dog. You said stay, which normally means stay in a spot, but now you said stay and you've walked out the door and you've not really practiced that. So I'm just going to start roaming around the house. So then you ask the dog to stay at another time and the dog can't do it because it's very confusing. We, again, can't immediately assume the dog is just being a jerk or being disobedient. It's usually the human's fault because they're not being clear in their communication. Leave it is another one. So many of my clients, before they see me, they teach leave it as a wait command, where they'll put a treat on the ground, tell the dog to leave it, make the dog leave it for 5-10 seconds, and then they give the dog permission to eat it. And then they want to use leave it on a walk with a dead animal. Wondering why the dog won't walk away from the dead animal when you said leave it. But let's get in the dog's brain. Leave it has meant look at a treat, don't touch it until mom tells you to. Okay, I have a dead animal on the street. I'm at it. I want to eat it. Mom said leave it. I'm going to stay here until she gives me permission because that's the way we do it. Dog doesn't walk away. They get corrected, get punished because they're being stubborn. No, because you've not taught leave it correctly. Your dog is not going to go, well, leave it sometimes means wait. Now you want me to leave it here? Sorry, not enough environmental cues for me to read your brain, read your mind on what you really want me to do. So if you're going to use leave it, for me, leave it means don't touch it. Don't bother it. You're not going to get it. Just leave it alone. It's a complete leave it. My stay means stay in one spot. Don't move from that spot until I give you permission. Wait, I use wait for when my dog is walking and I need to get them to stop immediately. I use wait. until I basically say okay and release them again. When I'm leaving the house, I don't say, now you stay here, you wait here. Nope. I talk to my dog. All right, baby, mama's got to go out, but I'll be back in a little bit. I love you. Simple as that. Real simple. I don't have to do anything else, which she knows usually. She's in the crate, so it works there. If I'm going to use off, like I said, I'm using it for getting off of furniture. My dogs are welcome to jump on the furniture anytime they want, but sometimes it's inconvenient, so they jump up. I say, not right now, off, and I show them how to get on the floor. And if they're struggling to want to get back up there, I'll just direct them to one of their beds. Nope, you can go lay on your bed or your lounger. Those are your two options. Or in the floor somewhere else. So I'm communicating, right? I'm not just giving commands. I'm not walking around just throwing commands. No, I have conversation with my dogs. But when I'm having conversation with my dogs, I need to make sure that the words I'm using and the things I'm asking my dog to do is clear and they understand what I'm asking. Stop is another one, right? So stop, people use stop for stop walking. People will use stop for don't chase the cat. They use stop for licking lotion off your legs. They might use stop for barking out the window, right? Stop in your mind means just literally cease everything you're doing. But that's confusing to a dog. If I'm using stop for pause and walking, then it's going to be hard for them to understand the stop of barking out the window because they're not moving. So we have to, again, find the right words and match with the behavior and be consistent with it. This is why I don't teach no. Because nobody teaches no. Nobody teaches a behavior with no. They just use no. And then when it doesn't work, or it works the first time because the dog just heard your voice and stopped doing what they're doing, over time, no doesn't work. It doesn't get the dog's attention, so they start raising their voice, screaming, yelling, and the louder they get, then the dog gets scared, and now no just becomes a scare tactic. So there's nothing wrong with the word no, but the problem is that people can't say no without tone, attitude, or volume. And again, not to mention teaching what the expectation is when you say the word. The dog's name. This is another problem. We tend to use the dog's name for so many different things. People will use it to tell the dog to come. People will use it to tell the dog to stop doing something. People will use it to just talk about the dog. It's amazing to me how we think that our dogs can really kind of figure out and read our mind in that moment, and they can't. Very simple, I use my dog's name as information for them. It's telling them the next thing that's coming out of my mouth is directed for you. So please tune in with your ears because mama has information for you that you need to know. Whether it's something I need you to do, whether it's something that is in the environment that you need to be aware of, whatever it is. And I use multiple names. So, you know, she knows her name as Willow. But she also knows her name as Willa Mae Jean because that's what Britt uses here at home, Willa Mae Jean. And so she'll definitely tune into that as well. If she's looking at me, I don't need to use her name because I've already gotten her tuned in. But if she's not listening, if she's not looking at me, I need her to know that I then need her to listen. So if she's in my yard and she's facing the opposite direction of me and she's, you know, maybe barking at something, or I need her to come to me, if I just say come, I'm not necessarily going to get a response. Especially if I was out on the deck just sitting there talking to Britt and then all of a sudden I said something that sounded familiar to her, she might tune in because she does stay tuned into my voice. But I want her to understand that if I have information for her, I will let her know prior to sharing that. Now, when I say a dog's name, I do not need them looking at me. You don't tune in with your eyes. You tune in with your ears. So when I say the name, I just want you to open your ears up and be ready for the information that I'm going to share with you. I would say the biggest one that people complain about, but also the most common word that is used to confuse your dog is come. People will use come so naturally throughout the day. Come here, come on, come in. But yet they don't teach a clear behavior. When I tell my dog to come in, right? Typically I'm standing at the door asking my dog to come in the house. If I tell my dog to come on, more than likely in my mind, I'm telling my dog to follow me. If I'm telling my dog to come here, I want my dog to come to me and make physical contact. If I don't teach those individuals, then the dog is going to get very confused when I'm just throwing the come command all across the board. Instead, I want the dog to understand that regardless if I say come in, come on, or come here, the come command always means make physical contact with me. So even if I say come in, as she comes to the house, I make sure I make physical contact with her and then release her as she's going in the door. Now, I could just say come, then she comes to me, good girl, inside, and then I can say inside. But it's very clear my expectation. When I tell my dogs to come, I want you to come to me. I'm going to praise you as you're coming. And then when you get to me, make sure we can make physical contact. And then you will wait until I give you further information. Whether that is to release you, hook you up on a leash, tell you to go inside, whatever that looks like. Now, I usually don't use come on for follow me. I use let's go. But I use that as an example because, again, this is how I see a lot of my clients using these words. And then they complain that the dog won't come when called. So what words are you using throughout the day to communicate to your dog what it is that you want? And are those behaviors clear? So this is what I'm going to encourage you to do. And this is the best way to go about it. Make a list of all the commands that you use. And then right next to those commands, I want you to write down the behavior that you expect. I want you to be very clear. Examples: sit equals butt on floor, down equals belly on floor, come equals come to me, make physical contact, wait for release. Right? You don't have to be sitting when you come to me. You don't have to come to me and sit. I don't care about that. Just come to me. That's all I want. You know, go to your crate means go get in your box. Place, it means find a little rug and go to it. It's not go to your rug and sit. It's just go to your rug. If I need you to sit when you get there, I'll tell you that. Leave it. Don't even put your mouth on it. Drop it. Open your mouth and release what's in there. Let's go. That means walk with me. All right. This way means change your direction and come back in my direction. All right. So it's very clear what my expectations are. When I tell her protect, she goes from behind me and puts her head between my legs and stands between my legs. That's her protect. So it's very clear when I ask her what it is that I want, it's very clear the behavior that needs to follow. And I've taught it. Now, here's the thing, that you can have different words, different commands for the same behavior. What you cannot have different behaviors for the same command. And this is where we get into trouble. Where leave it sometimes means don't put your mouth on it. And then other times leave it means wait until I give you permission. You can have a don't you put your mouth on that means the same as leave it. Right? When I say that's enough, that means interrupt, redirect. When I say shut the fuck up, it means interrupt and redirect. All right? If I tell my dog to come, it means come to me, make physical contact, wait for more information. If I whistle, it means come back to me, make physical contact, and wait for more information. If I use a Gaelic command for come, which I've used in the past with my dogs, it always meant come to me, make physical contact, and wait for more information. So you can have multiple words. So if it's easier for you to say, let's go, and it's easier for your partner to say, walk with me, that's fine as long as you teach the behavior that's expected. And you can even have different ways the dog walks with you. My let's go is a don't pull me, don't trip me, and keep up. My with me is stay on the side I put you on, stay fairly close to me until I release you. You've got to learn how to be clear in your communication with your dog, and writing out the commands can truly help. And it can help the whole household understand what words you're using. You do not have to use the words that are put out there for basic obedience. Use whatever you want. Just know what your expectation is and then teach your dog the behavior. So again, I'm going to go through some of these words that I have seen over time that people will use and expect the dog to be able to read the environmental cues and respond appropriately. Come, off, down, stay, wait, stop, no, leave it, dog's name. I'm trying to think of a couple of others that I didn't write these down, but I was trying to think of another one. Load up. Some people will use load up for into the car, but they'll also use load up into their crate. Now, if you're using a crate in the car, you can absolutely get away with that. Some people use up for jumping up on something. Some people will use up to stand up on you. So doing something with 2 feet versus 4 feet, that's a different behavior. So I encourage you to use different words if it's 2 feet versus 4 feet. I just think this would make things so much easier and hopefully help you understand that your dog is not just waking up every day trying to be an asshole. Your dog's not waking up every day trying to be stubborn. If your dog's not listening to you, likely it's because you have not created a clear path of communication. You've not created a trusting relationship, and you've not taught the behaviors that you want with the words that you're using, that you're just using your words as we do in America. Our language is weird, right? So we use words and we expect the person hearing the words to figure it out and read our mind on what our expectation is. So let's just be kinder to our dogs and help them understand that when we ask something, there is a behavior that we would love to see. And that is going to help your dog be a lot less stressful, a lot less anxious when they understand what it is that you want. All right, I hope this helps. Like I said, if you guys want to get the episode with Sandra a week before and you want to see the video, then you can join our Patreon for as little as $5 a month. And that is going to be out this week. So you'll have access to that before the audio comes out next Tuesday. If you've not signed up for our newsletter, please do so. You don't want to miss out on that. We try to send out newsletters weekly with some training advice, some videos, some things that you can check out. And of course, check out our YouTube page as well. We are slowly adding some things. And I say we. I don't know why I keep saying we, because Gray has left to do his own business. Alicia is still full-time doing dental work. And so she hasn't been able to do much with us. Hopefully, we'll be getting her back on the books for some cooperative care and some things this spring and summer. So, if you are in the Murfreesboro area and you would, need some help with some cooperative care, please holler at us. Alicia will be available for that. Otherwise, it's just me, guys. And so, it's a little bit more behind on answering questions and emails. And so, just be patient. But I do appreciate you guys. And we are still offering our virtuals on Mondays and Fridays, and then we do in-person Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I do have some up-and-coming on-demand content that will be new, as well as a new question and answer session coming in April. So we're excited about that. I'll put more information out on the newsletter, and then of course, we'll put it on the website as well. That's all I got this week. Quick, short. Like I said, I just recorded a long one with Sandra, but needed to get this one done for you guys. You might appreciate this short one this week, since I've been deep diving into some, stress-related stuff. I appreciate you guys, and really, honestly, please take care of yourself. Please do what you have to do to calm your nervous system, regulate yourself, surround yourself with those who can offer support and offer some calm energy, and do what you need to do to take care of yourself and spend a little time with your dog. But I appreciate you guys so very much, and if you need anything, you just got to reach out. And if you have any questions, or if you want to hear something specific on this podcast, please shoot me an email, info@dogspeak101.com. You can find everything in the show notes. And I appreciate you guys so very much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. And always love your neighbor.